Welcome to the Academic Minute. I am Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. For historical periods lacking an abundance of sources, scholars often rely on literary works to provide insight into everyday life. Catherine Moss, professor of English at the University of Virginia, looks to William Shakespeare's body of work for early modern ideas about property and ownership.
16th century England was a time and place of jarring economic change. Although England was still an agrarian society, manufacture and trade were increasing rapidly, making cities wealthier and more powerful. Prices skyrocketed because of the increased demands of a growing population. At the same time, wages for many laborers declined sharply, producing a starker gap between the rich and the poor. The writers of the English Renaissance were keen observers of these changes, and the great dramatist William Shakespeare was no exception. In my book, I consider some ways Shakespeare represents problems of wealth, poverty, and the right use of property. For instance, the tragedy Richard II, based on English history, concerns a king who is deposed after he infringes upon the property rights of his subjects. This play and its sequels, the Henry IV plays, consider how property rights sustain the power of the king, but at the same time limit his power over his subjects. The Henry IV plays also concern themselves with the different political significance of landed property on the one hand and chattel or movable property on the other. Whereas the history plays raise questions about the intersection of property rights and political power, Shakespeare's comedy, The Merchant of Venice, considers property from a domestic viewpoint. The Merchant of Venice focuses upon the different property obligations a person has to spouses, offspring, kinfolk, friends, and business associates. Later in his career, Shakespeare revisits similar questions in his tragedy, King Lear. This tragedy considers what it means to bequeath and inherit property. It also asks what, if anything, rich people owe to persons who have nothing. In the 21st century, our political systems and material circumstances seem very different, yet many of these questions still resonate for us today.
That was Catherine Moss of the University of Virginia.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own, giving all profits to charity and pursuing the common good for over 30 years, and from Mount Holyoke College.